Hello everyone, this is Madhu Gaganam. Welcome back. This is the session 3 on sustaining digital transformation journey. We are talking about risks. We covered about 3 risks so far. We talked about the project deployment versus the sustainment of the transformational initiatives during the journey. We talked about induction trainings to consider once a project is deployed as a new way of working. So it requires more than just an organizational change management training, but it requires thinking from a perspective of a new operating model or a new business model sort of a training. We covered risks around project selection and scoping. We covered the risk on poor project management, and we covered the risk of lack of leadership in understanding the organizational impact during project deployment versus an initiative sustainment. In this session, we'll try to cover the rest of the 4 risks. Risk number 4, let's start with risk number 4, which is personal bias post-deployment, which is when we try to decide the success or value realization by comparing the pre and post transformation state. That is, once a project is deployed side by side. Stakeholders are likely to put some value in minute differences that cause discomfort, whether it is process, technology, information, people, or even operations management. They could get influenced to access the change quantitatively, but that criteria tend to have little value during the actual use of solution, during which stakeholders tend to realize the actual value to the business growth. As a stakeholder, which can be an employee, a partner, a consultant, a contractor, the leadership, right? While it may seem intuitive for them to compare the ease of realizing the value in new environment versus old, it also undermines the organizational efforts and leads you to make poor decisions because it causes distinction biases to kick in. When it does so, it causes you to shift your focus away from the business objectives you're trying to achieve and instead to focus on those minute differences that causes discomfort. So in conclusion, right, as hard it may be, every stakeholder must resist that temptation, not to mention, you know, some of the long-standing habits or some of the impacted policies that are going to change. So they should resist to do a bake-off and instead focus single-mindedly on the organizational vision and business problems that will be solved and the business outcomes that will be met. A solution or a project, once it's deployed, should solely be assessed on its ability to create value and sustain that capability during the journey towards a digital business or a digital enterprise. All right. So let's move on to risk number 5. It is about poor human resource management. So typically, due to the focus of technology enablement during a digital transformation journey, organizations tend to forget the people side of the problem solving because too much time is spent on the technical side. From a human resource management perspective, people must receive adequate training, right? That is the biggest perspective on any mitigation when it comes to a change. That will keep them engaged during any business transformational activities. Employees' resistance to change is a dangerous roadblock, which we talked about in our session 1, right? Digital transformational projects, as a quote, are at risk because not enough attention is paid from the outset to the inevitable resistance that can occur when change is introduced and which can carry the ripple effect across the enterprise. So let me restate that quote. Digital transformational projects are always at risk because not enough attention is paid from the outset or onset to the inevitable resistance that can occur when a change is introduced, which can carry the ripple effect across the enterprise. So since an employee buy-in is important at deployment, it is necessary for all employees to receive training. We talked about this also in risk number 3. If this is not possible at project deployment, an alternative is to train few selected individuals initially who can sustain the journey while training more incrementally for improving the organizational maturity to support upcoming projects and initiatives as a whole. Incentives is one way that can be a good way to mitigate these risks. The incentives can be different during a project deployment and for sustainment of initiatives. At deployment, the HR can reward employees who receive training. It should be noted that training could also be considered as an incentive. The acquisition of knowledge, which can be considered intrinsic motivation, is also a powerful motivator for employees during the deployment for continuous improvement and sustaining the initiatives or upcoming projects. One of the scientists, Daniel Caligiore of Institute of Cognitive Sciences and Technologies, this is what he said about the knowledge acquisition as part of the training. Intrinsic motivations drive the acquisition of knowledge and skills on the basis of novel or surprising stimulus or the pleasure to learn new skills, right? So at sustainment phase of initiatives, one of the ways is to incentivize gamification, right, for continuous improvement. Gamification is something that's picking up the trend big time in the industry across all the verticals, including, you know, people working on shop floor or plant floor in manufacturing, which can really help from a continuous improvement standpoint of view, as well as deploying new projects. It also makes sense to offer additional training as required to sustain initiatives and seeing them to complete fruition. Other incentives could be based on initiative participation and success. This could be great motivation for employees. That way they can be involved in the buy-in process, as well as they'll be collaborating to contribute. It is important to manage the risk of poor human resource management, right? That is the risk we are talking about. So in conclusion, HR department has a significant role when it comes to preparing organization for digital business. And this is can be accomplished with things like activities like training, gamification, and incentivizing for career advancement. So moving on to risk number 6. Here we talk about lack of cost and performance management. Right? One of the goals of digital transformation is to achieve cost savings through operational excellence, however we put it, right? But it lacks recommending key performance metrics for measuring success and controlling ongoing initiative costs. So that is one of the challenges during this aspect on how to build those metrics, right? Or do we have the enough metrics? You know, can we control the costs of the whole initiative irrespective of each project within those initiatives? So if the project's costs are not properly managed, the costs outweigh any cost savings achieved, right? So this would defeat the purpose of undertaking this these projects, you know, these digitalization projects, and prevent any transformation from being successfully carried out, right? So the risk of the lack of a cost management and performance measurement is a major concern among majority of the leadership during the journey. And that's one of the reasons why some of them don't even kick off in the first place. So what do we need to do? So let's, from a mitigation standpoint of view, let's talk about it, right? So an organization needs to estimate the cost and determine budgets prior to the deployment of a project. To do this, organization can implement two best practices. One is, you know, trying to leverage a tool, right? A data-driven tool reflecting the initiative. This is something that can be built and that can sustain during the whole journey and can be reused across the projects and across the initiatives. This tool is architected based on modeling of the initiative, right? Each initiative you can model within this data-driven tool, which would collect the data while the projects are being implemented and deployment to measure the performance and cost associated with each initiatives. The models can also incorporate peer benchmarks and historical data to compare costs for specific activities. It provides organizations the performance metrics and cost estimates while the project is being executed. Right? It can also be employed to measure costs and performance post-deployment and continuation of the initiative. So what are we saying here? Having a data-driven tool from the onset will help you to monitor the progress of the initiative and the progress of the projects that are being designed, developed, and deployed. So this, and also it helps you to track it post even an initiative, right? Once even the initiative is complete, you can actually leverage that tool to measure the success or the value realization of it. So I'll reiterate it, right? So this proven method will provide added advantage to mitigate the risk of poor cost control during the journey while supporting data associated with the return on investment. Another advantage, which I briefly touched upon, is having built such a tool at the start of the initiative is that it provides the cost metrics due to poor quality for justifying a start of new project during the journey, right? So it will also avoid or helps you in making a decision on taking up any other projects related to that initiative. Number two, establish a cost management plan, right? And this is should be familiar with a lot of PMP certified project management professionals, or you know, in general, the experienced project management project managers and program managers. Right, a cost management plan is a component of the program or a project, describing the controlling structure and planning of the project costs. All expenses can be documented, tracked, accounted for, and controlled. So, using the cost management plan along with the data-driven tool to manage costs would help mitigate the risk of any poor cost control during the whole project lifecycle, or you can call it transformation lifecycle. So two best practices, a data-driven tool and a cost management plan, can help you sustain the journey throughout while realizing the business value. And finally, the last risk that is associated is lack of stakeholder management. So various stakeholders are interested in the outcome of digital transformation initiatives. Stakeholders can include employees, partners, suppliers, consumers, outside the organization as well, right? So it is easier to keep close contact with employees from within the organization, while the stakeholders outside the organizations like these partners and suppliers can also have a major influence on the success of the initiative. So there is a risk of failure if these external groups are unengaged or unaware of the progress. So it is important to encourage a buy-in from the stakeholders who are essentially in position of influence, right? So there are employees who can influence the project, and there are external partners who can can influence the project. Whether your consumers sometimes, your customers sometimes also might be part of that. So involve them from a strategy to deployment perspective, right? Whether it is day-to-day versus intermittently, get them involved in the initiatives and the projects. So initiative success or failure depends on the organizational ability to also currently identify and manage these stakeholders. Therefore, it is important to properly manage stakeholders across the board. It would be beneficial to identify all stakeholders as part of the strategy design, right? During the journey, or before even a single initiative or a project is being planned and strategized, right? So typically, I would recommend that organization think about all the stakeholders during the strategy design and planning. This is the best time to engage some of these people who can influence, right? Who can control or impact the resources or impact the outcome, right? So during the strategy design, right, typically strategists can leverage some tools or customized methodologies for analyzing what type of stakeholders or who should be involved, right, from an identification standpoint of view. And this can be achieved or this can be identified through some of the practices that I talked about from a previous risk, which is the data-driven tool. So stakeholders, once identified, need to be managed properly throughout the transformation journey. This can be done by having a communication plan as well, right, that is built on stakeholder preferences for each initiative and version controlled for modifications and updates throughout the initiative implementation. The risk of not properly managing key stakeholders would lead to few things, right? I think typically three things: lack of commitment to the initiative, lack of resources from those in positions of influence, and the rest of the organization may deem that the transformational initiatives are unimportant or might be a hype in general, right? So all three scenarios would ultimately lead to a breakdown in the journey to digitally transform your enterprise. So that's it, folks. So we talked about the seven risks. So when we pull it together, to summarize, digital transformation has been and is a hot trend for many organizations to achieve cost savings, acquire more customers, innovate new business models with an objective of increasing the bottom line and sustaining the business into the future. However, there are risks involved with it, as digital transformation is a journey where organizations tend to become a digital business that is adaptable to changing market by enabling new tools, technologies, and methodologies. Multiple initiatives and multiple projects are associated with each initiative can be identified and implemented during this journey. From a project management perspective, important risk management can lead to an initiative failure, and ultimately the journey itself could be at risk, leading to organizations falling behind their peers and competitors with sustainability of the business in question. The risks must be identified and analyzed to ensure project and initiative success. A response to these risks must be planned. During these three sessions, I tried to attempt to close the gap of improper risk management by identifying the seven risks and recommending some proper responses. Proper risk management can always ensure the success rate of digital transformation projects and ultimately the journey. The seven factors, to summarize, can determine whether your organization will succeed or fail in a digital transformation journey. Please reach out, put some comments on if you have further questions or if you need to reach me. Thank you all.